Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon. I'll be your host for the next 120 minutes. Sorry for the late start. I slept in. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences in live radio. Here's the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We don't know what we're doing yet. It's been a year. We still don't know what we're doing? Okay, fine. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we don't care. It's like Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, all rolled up into one swishy shake. Buckle up, little campers. Here we go. We have our devotional diamonds of the day. I got some pretty good devotional diamonds, but better yet, ladies and gentlemen, better yet, that's me hitting the microphone, better yet is the personal revelations of my life's insanities. Wait till you hear what happened today on the way to work. Also, life lessons for our faith that we could actually use, but we probably won't because we don't like to spend money. How much money are we talking about? Do we know how much, RoboPaul? How much money we're talking about there? How much? How much? RoboPaul.
I need about 350.
That's how much? How much do we need? About 350.
I need about 350.
Okay, good enough. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Because the revenues are up. That's why. Review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. Daily double. We got to do this. We're not there yet. We're not there yet. We're one away. Do you want to do daily double now? No? No daily double. Ooh. Okay. Well, let me tell you what we got. We got life's questions about life's questions. And at the moment, here's life's questions. Ready? If Luke took a bath, would the water be lukewarm? That's question number one. And number two, what does okay actually mean? Kind of an interesting question. What does okay? You know, people go, okay. Do we have that okay clip there? We got that clip? Nope, not got that clip either. All right, well, here's the thing we got. We got Bible trivia for cool and yet somehow crummy prizes. Sound effects placed at the wrong time, which have nothing to do with the show.
Wow, my boss.
Don't call me that word. I don't like things that elevate me above the other people. I'm just like you. Oh, sure, I come later in the day, I get paid a lot more, and I take longer vacations, but I don't like the word boss. Hey, look at my feet.
Okay.
You like those moccasins? Look in your closet. There's a pair for you. Don't like them? Then neither do I. Get out of here. Ha! Ever see a guy say goodbye to a shoe?
Yes, once.
Well, that was different for sure. Whoa, what we're doing, we're looking at life from a Christian point of view. Ladies and gentlemen, your phone calls and more. When we come back, we're taking a very short break and then coming right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
The best Christian music, relevant sermons, and other Christian content easily accessible from anywhere on your laptop, tablet, or smartphone. Visit ChristianRadio.com. That's ChristianRadio.com.
This is a public notice from Varango Solar. If you are a San Diego Gas and Electric customer and your electric bill is over $150 per month, this could be your last chance to convert your home to solar energy for zero money down with the government rebate program. To see if you qualify, call 800-951-5800. That's 800-951-5800. The California Solar Initiative expanded state support of solar technology as part of the governor's Million Solar Roofs vision for California. A number of Southern California utilities have already been forced to shut down their government incentives due to budgetary constraints. However, if you are an SDG&E customer and your electric bill is over $150 per month, rebates to Go Solar for zero money down are still available for a limited time. For more information and to submit your application for zero down solar before the deadline, please call Varango Solar at 800-951-5800. 800-951-5800. That's 800-951-5800.
Certain terms and conditions apply. CSLB number 935263.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. This segment brought to you by E. coli, termite, and pest control, and our very good friend, Sue Freeze, also known as the Termite Lady. Da, 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 da. You like that, though? That was a good one. Da, 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 da. Her own son suffered from chronic asthmatic symptoms, and so when she got in the business, she's like, let's keep it clean. E. coli uses microwave, electro gun, and patented E. coli heat that gets rid of the termites without the hassle of moving out. That's kind of cool. And without the embarrassment of tenting. That's nice. They're special that they're still offering $100 off any termite work or $50 off any initial pest control. All you got to do is call 800-332-BUGS. That's 800-332-BUGS. Or you go to ecolatermite.com, ecolatermite.com. Don't forget that Sue has her very own show right here on KPRZ Saturdays at 4 p.m. in the afternoon, an inspirational show. Let's keep in mind, though, 800-332-BUGS for $100 off any termite work or $50 off any initial pest control. And we appreciate the work that Sue does. That's that. Okay. We're going to go back to one segment that we did earlier just because we feel like doing it. It was kind of a funny setup, but we kind of got thrown off on time. See, sometimes the timing in radio is not perfect. Well, see, I slept in. So if you sleep in, then you're running behind. I was born 3 weeks late, and I'm still trying to catch up, okay? All right. So we asked these life questions. The first question was, if Luke took a bath, what would the water be lukewarm? That's not good. Yeah, that's not that funny. Hold on. Stay with me. Okay, the second question was, what does okay actually mean? That now we play that.
Okay.
See, that was the routine we were gonna do. And we missed. Oh well. Swing and a miss. Okay. Listen, if I hit the ball every time that I was at the plate, what would my batting average be and what would my salary be? It'd be enormous, wouldn't it?
If I hit the 300 hitter is still a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, well look at it. If you hit the ball 3 out of 10 times, you'll make $16 million a year. Come on, that's a pretty good deal right there.
Just ask Marlon Byrd.
There you go. That's what I'm saying right there. All right, let me tell you the story that happened to me. Here's what happened to me. I've been really pushing on my pursuit, you know, trying to be more devotional, really trying to get into it, get deep into prayer, really follow, you know. So today, well, I'm going into the studio today. This happened today on this date, the 13th of November, 2013. I'm praying on the way into the studio. And I'm praying on the way into the studio, praying on the way, just, I'm deep in prayer. Man, it was deep. It was deep. I mean, I'm praying, I'm feeling it's deep. I'm feeling deep, 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 deep. Oh, this is the Lord. Oh, man, I'm praising the Lord. I'm confessing my sin. You ever have one of those moments where you're praying and you're confessing and you're believing and you're praising and you're seeking the Lord and you're searching? Now, you ever done that? You're searching for the Lord. Man, I'm looking for direction here and I really need this help here. And oh, man. And I'm loving in the Lord. I'm loving the Lord. The Lord's loving me. I'm listening. I'm doing my best to listen. I'm like, yeah, oh, man. Yes, Lord, talk to me. Be with me. And you know what I'm saying? Like, it's one of those times where it's almost like a devotional time where you're just really, really into it. You're getting into it. It's going awesome. And I'm on the freeway, of course, you know what I'm saying? So you got to be careful. And then that's for those people out there that pray. When you're praying for those Christians out there that are praying while you're driving, do the rest of us Christians and the rest of the non-Christians a favor. Don't close your eyes. If you're going to pray, pray with your eyes open. It's okay. Just pray. Just keep your eyes open. The Lord will not be upset. In fact, Scripture says Jesus looked up to heaven. It doesn't say he closed his eyes, just for those that don't know. People close their eyes to eliminate the sensory input. That's really cool. But Jesus looked up to heaven. Okay, just a little thought there. So I'm praying, and it was like, you know what, Robopop? It was like super spiritual. That's what it was like. And I'm in my car, and I'm on my freeway, and I'm driving to work, and it's so unbelievable. Now listen, here's the kicker. It's so profound, I thought, I could just jump out of my skin. I'm just having such a good time in the Lord. I could just jump out of my skin. Then you want to know what happened? I jumped out of my skin. Nah, let me explain that. You're looking at me like you've lost it, Dave.
Somebody jumped out of the skin yesterday. You look pretty good.
Yeah, this happened on the way to work today, right? A large bug was hiding in my little car. And it decided while I was having this great, deep praise, confessing, seeking, searching, loving, listening moment with the Lord, this little bug decided that he was going to make his new home on my arm. So he ends up on my arm. Okay. and it looked at me, and I looked at it. Now remember, I was praying in deep in prayer, right? And then I screamed like a little girl. Like, because I didn't know what it was. Now, of course, all of you men out there who are going, you did what? Hey, it was a foreign-looking bug. It was on my arm, and I was in the depth of prayer. If you had a foreign-looking bug look at you, and you were looking at it, might that take you off? Might that catch you off guard?
I might think it'd be a locust.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm thinking it's got eyes and everything, and looking at me, and I'm thinking, ah, you know. What is this thing doing?
It could be the next plague for all we know.
Well, I think it was a temporary moment where I jumped out of my skin from spiritual to non-spiritual. So I opened up my windows and it flew away and I had a good laugh with the Lord. Or basically he had a good laugh with me anyway, regarding me anyway. So I had that experience today. I had a bug kind of tag along with me and want to be super spiritual and hang out with me. Unfortunately for the bug, I'm not a big bug lover, and it doesn't seem to work out that well for me. So the bug had to go bye-bye, and then I just was praying through after that. Okay. These are the important things that I tell people, aren't they? All right. Let's cover a couple things before we go to break. We got to talk about what's happened in November 13th in the past, because some people really care. And I think every once in a while you got to tell them, okay? So here's one of the things that happened. On this date, 1927, the first long mechanically ventilated underwater tunnel called the Holland Tunnel opened up between New York and New Jersey. It happened today in 1927. In 1940, Walt Disney's Fantasia debuted. It debuted. It was like a debut, only it debuted. That's what it did. 1942, the minimum draft age was lowered from 21 to 18. That's kind of big. And then in this date in 2001, the Taliban abandoned Afghanistan's capital of Kabul as the Northern Alliance entered the city. That's good to know that we were doing well there and that was going well. Too bad everybody just turned and ran afterward. No comment on that. I will tell you, it's National Indian Pudding Day. Have you had your Indian pudding today?
Not yet, but it's in the fridge.
Okay.
I'm joking. It's not. I did not know that existed.
National Indian Pudding Day. I'm telling you right now, besides the Washington Redskin controversy, if I'm of Indian heritage, I'm thinking, you gave me a day and you tagged it with pudding? And that's the day I'm going to get? National Indian Pudding Day?
Pudding is pretty tasty.
That's true. Okay, I'll give you that one. It's also, I guess I'll be softer, kinder, and gentler because it's World Kindness Day. And since I'm supposed to be softer, kinder, and gentler, I think I'll be kinder because it's World Kindness Day. That's what they tell me. And then 1968, this is the day that the Yellow Submarine came out, for those that remember at all what that is. It was the day and for the women out there, oh, I got one special just for the women. In 1952, you know what was introduced? 1952, just for women. It's not a deodorant, just for women. What do you think? What? Nothing?
Pantyhose.
That's not a bad guess. Press-on fingernails. Was introduced in this date in 1952. You know, there's nothing.
Bank tellers.
What's that?
Revolutionized bank tellers.
That's it right there.
Bank tellers always have press-on nails.
I never noticed that.
I have.
Okay, you want to know why, though? I go through the drive-thru. I don't see it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a short break and come back. We got so much stuff going on, plus interviews. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. We're coming right back.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
When was the last time you walked into a store that took your breath away and made you scream with excitement? That is exactly what your reaction will be when you visit City Lights, your year-round Christmas and collectibles emporium.
Hello, hello, hello. I'm Brian Young, happy owner of family-owned City Lights for over 20 years. Our store is one big holiday wonderland where we transport visitors into the holiday spirit, viewing over 25 awe-inspiring decorated trees, thousands of ornaments, every imaginable quality Christmas light, and the world's finest artist artificial trees, plus collectibles like Department 56 Villages, Walt Disney Classics, Mark Roberts Fairies, and so much more. It's like a trip to Main Street at Disneyland. Come in today and find absolutely everything, but everything for Christmas.
City Lights is easy to find right off Highway 5 at SeaWorld Drive. Call them at 619-275-1006, 619-275-1006, or shop online at citylightscollectibles.com. citylightscollectibles.com.
If you suffer from osteoarthritis and knee, shoulder, or back pain, or the debilitating pain of peripheral neuropathy in your feet and legs, I highly recommend you see the medical doctors at MedCare Specialty Clinics in Carlsbad. As their name implies, they're a true medical clinic with board-certified medical doctors and licensed physical therapists specializing in treating pain. Peripheral neuropathy is a medical condition that should be treated by medical doctors only. They'll make you feel so welcome when you go and see them, and they work to reduce your pain levels while helping you regain your mobility and the freedom that comes with it. They accept most major insurance plans, including Medicare. So don't be fooled by fancy ads from non-medical doctors promising pain solutions that rarely work. See the board-certified medical doctors and staff at MedCare Specialty Clinics, 1281 Carlsbad Village Drive in Carlsbad. Call 760-585-9658 to schedule your free assessment today. That's 760-585-9658.
Dr. Luana Steins can be heard every weeknight, Monday through Friday at 9 p.m. on KPRZ. Dr. Steins will be covering many controversial issues, including, can women preach the gospel? What will Jesus say about women? Is the Holy Spirit with speaking in tongues for today? Is homosexuality acceptable before God? Join A Touch from Above with Dr. Luana Steins every night at 9 p.m., Monday through Friday on KPRZ. Dr. Steins is the author of three books, Mission America, Golden Nuggets, and A Mother's Story, Part 1 and 2. Which are available on Kindle. Paperback can be ordered at atouchfromabove.org. Dr. Luana Steins is the president and founder of A Touch From Above Ministries and Prayer Mountain. Join Dr. Luana Steins at 9 p.m. Monday through Friday on KPRZ. For more information, log on to atouchfromabove.org or call 760-789-6207. 760-789-6207. Don't forget to tune in every Monday through Friday at 9 p.m. A Touch From Above with Dr. Luana Steins.
Kevin Davis here with Tracy from Monta Vista Village. You guys got some cool events coming up soon, don't you?
We do, Kevin. I'd like to invite your listeners to join us for our upcoming Lunch and Learn. This is the second presentation in our Take Charge of Your Health series. We're excited to have Henry Chang, Tai Chi Master of Honor, and this is a rare opportunity to learn about Tai Chi from an actual Master of Tai Chi. And Kevin, Tai Chi can be very beneficial for those with arthritis or Parkinson's disease. And everyone knows Monta Vista Village is very focused on our residents' well-being, so we're really excited to add Tai Chi to our program. If you're interested in a natural way to help maintain your health, we invite you to join us Saturday, November 16th. The presentation will start at 11 and lunch will be at noon. This is a great way to experience what your life could be like at Monta Vista Village. Please RSVP to 619-465-1331 by November 13th.
Once again, that number is 619-465-1331 for Monta Vista Village. License number 374-600-564.
This Christmas, I want to help Anna.
This Christmas, I want to help Jacob.
I want to help Carlos. His Christmas letter says,
I would like more pants because I have to wear the same ones every day.
Sometimes my parents have to buy diapers for my brother instead of food for our family.
I need shoes because mine are too small for me now, and I need a backpack.
Me, I want a ballerina Barbie and a pretend telephone.
KPRZ and Toys for Joy believe that every child deserves a joyful Christmas. Last year, Toys for Joy filled the hands of more than 10,000 guests with toys, books, clothing, and bags of groceries. KPRZ wants to help bring the Christmas spirit to the nearly 1 in 5 San Diego children living in poverty. This year's amazing Toys for Joy KPRZ sponsored event will be Saturday, December 14th. Details at kprz.com. Toys for Joy. It's more than a toy.
If you're looking for a successful career, Excalibur Roofing wants to talk with you. You can become part of the Excalibur Roofing team, which operates with a positive family atmosphere. We have positions now available for qualified installers and apprentices who must have a heart to serve others and an openness to learning new skills. You need to have a good driving record and 5 years in roofing or in construction, plus a good attitude. This is a full-time career with training, benefits, and exciting challenges every single day. If you're excited to be a part of San Diego's most trusted roofing company, then Excalibur Roofing Services has a position for you. Please call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803 to apply, or go to excaliburroofing.com and fill out the contact us form on the website. Get your career on top of things with Excalibur Roofing today.
Calm down and call or click Carlsbad Collision Center. They can repair minor dings or major damages quickly. Any make, any model. They can also help you with your insurance claim. For your free estimate, visit carlsbadcollision.com today.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. I got to tell you right now, this segment's being brought to you by Zero Res. Let me just say something about Zero Res. I love telling you because they go through all these things, scientifically proven empowered water. It's safe for pets, kids, and allergy sufferers. The techs are prompt, polite, and professional. Hey, guess what? I don't care. This is what I care about. If they come and they do my carpet, does it work? And if the answer is yes, then by golly, that's who you want to use. 858-486-4100 is the number you want to call because Zero Res works. $99 for their special. It gives you two rooms. Plus, if you give a can of food to a local food bank, they'll do a 10-foot hallway at no extra charge. You also get the 30-day you gotta love it guarantee. You can call 858-486-4100 or you can go to ZeroResSanDiego.com, though I don't think you need any more recommendation than I use them and KPRZ uses them, and so does KCBQ. That's all you need. I mean, who needs more than that? You don't need more than that, do you? No. Okay. All right, my friend, two things to tell you. One, my nemesis in life has potentially, at least by this time, been terminated. My nemesis in life, potentially, has been terminated at this time. I'm seeking final confirmation. Somebody asked me, is that somebody that you know, a person that you know? The answer is no. But it does have to do with a story we did yesterday. You're really going, yes. You see, where we live, there's supposed to be a view of something called an ocean. It's this thing of water that, I don't know, these fish live in or something like that. But, you know, I couldn't really tell you about that, and here's why. Here's why I couldn't tell you about that. Ready? Because in front of the window where there's supposed to be some kind of view of some kind of body of water, there was this Goliath tree. So when we were doing that story about the guy marrying the tree, the activist who married a tree in Buenos Aires, I was like, wow, this is right up my alley because I'm just going through this right now in life. I've got this tree right here, but I didn't want to marry it. I wanted to fall off the balcony with a chainsaw and accidentally clip it as I was going because I thought it would be nice. Now, this is call me crazy. It would be nice. It would be nice if you're trying to get a view of a lake or an ocean or of a fence. Wait, let me give you this one. If you're trying to get a view of just puppies playing in a puppy farm and that's the view you're trying to get, it'd be nice if you got it, wouldn't it?
Meeting you with a view to a kill.
Nice player on that one. We got a couple things going on, but I got to start with this story because this is the best story. We're actually going to be joined in a little bit by Dr. Jeff Myers. And Jeff Myers, the president of Summit Ministries, very cool guy. He's going to talk to us about a conference. But let me tell you why this is interesting. Can I tell you why? Because this story came out today. Ready? This is from our good friend. Ready for our good friend? Our good friend, the New York Times. So what are you, no matter what I say now, you're going to be like going, oh, sure, it's the New York Times. Doesn't matter. I could say nothing. And you go, yeah, that's them. Yeah, that's the gray lady down. Gray lady down. You know, the old gray lady. She ain't what she used to be. That is the understatement of the year. Here's it is. New York Times. This is what they're saying. The Obama health insurance lie is not a lie. Did you hear this yet? Did you hear what they said?
This is brand new to me.
Listen to this. The Obama health insurance lie. This is what they said. The Obama... They said
New York Times?
The New York Times said the Obama health insurance lie
is not a lie. In fact, it's an incorrect promise. Wait, hold on. It's not a lie. It's an incorrect promise. Now, what's funnier is that they said Americans being able to keep it wasn't, it's not a lie. It's not a lie. It's an incorrect promise. That's what we're going to call it now. So they don't want to say. Now, here's what's funny about this. Well, we have Dr. Jeff Myers coming up. He's going to talk about, you know, media and interaction with media and how you handle it as a Christian, so on and so forth. I can tell you how you handle this. You want some really good advice that'll go a long way? Here you go. Here's my response. Ready? Their response to Christians is this. How can any logical, sane person believe in Jesus? Our response is this. Who in the world is going to believe these knuckleheads? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? They can't even call a lie. They might call it an incorrect promise. So it's not a lie. So listen, the fact that my ears are 16 feet large, it's not a lie. It's an incorrect promise. The fact that I'm so generous, I'm willing to give all of my money to my brother, that's not a lie. It's an incorrect promise. The fact that I'm going to get you a raise, robo-producer, I'm getting you a raise, buddy.
Nice.
I'm getting you a raise. Robo-Paul, I'm getting Robo-Paul a raise, I'm getting you a raise, and I'm getting Heather a raise. I'm getting all three of you a raise. And Kevin, too, by golly. Everybody's getting a raise. That's not a lie. It's an incorrect promise.
Is there someone else up there we can talk to?
No, now go away or I shall taunt you a second time.
This is the softer, kinder, gentler me. Normally, I would have been outraged. Now, I'm just humored. It's like, you don't want to call it a lie. You want to call it an incorrect promise. Hey, is that good? Hey, robo producer. Hey, buddy. Hey, leave your car here. I'll drive you home. I'll drive you home, and then I'll take your kids out so they can eat dinner, and then I'll come over there. I'll clean up your house. Okay, bud? I'll take care of it for you. That's not a lie. It's an incorrect promise. It's just not correct. It's a promise that's not correct. The old gray. You got to find that's on the old gray lady, what she used to be. That's an old classic. That's what's going on right now. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have our special guest, Dr. Jeff Myers, right here. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. It's not a lie. It's just an incorrect promise.
About the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Get a monthly car payment you can afford. At Pacific Marine Credit Union, you can get a loan for as low as 1.5% annual percentage rate for 60 months. For complete details, visit pmcu.com and save your green at Pacific Marine.
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
If you keep doing what you're doing, you're going to keep getting what you're getting. Hi, friends. Marty Schneider, the retirement professor here. You know, after 33 years of advising clients, I finally found a way to educate my listeners about retirement planning issues without you having to leave your house or office. It's my brand new on-demand retirement planning seminar that you can view anytime, any day. If you're concerned about making the right decisions with your long-term planning, please take 14 minutes to view this educational powerhouse. There's a downloadable workbook to help you retain the information that you're going to learn, and you can even pass this along to friends or family members. Simply visit the new website, theretirementprofessorpresents.com. Again, theretirementprofessorpresents.com. I am the retirement professor, Marty Schneider. You can call me at 800-727-PLAN for your consultation, or simply visit the on-demand workshop, theretirementprofessorpresents.com.
All of us at Cash Call are really excited because we're now offering a 15-year fixed-rate mortgage at 3.5% rate and APR with absolutely no points or fees of any kind. That's right, 3.5%. And if you just make the scheduled monthly payments on time, your home will be free and clear in just 15 years. Are you kidding me? Who wouldn't want that? Look, even if you refinanced in the last few years, why not invest a little time to put more savings in your pocket every month for the next 15 years? Run to the phone and call 866-590-CASH, and we'll run the numbers and tell you exactly what you save. So don't be a dummy. Save the money. So call 866-590-CASH for 3.5%. 15-year money today. That's 866-590-CASH. 866-590-CASH.
Cash Call, Inc., Equal Housing Lender. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. Department of Business Oversight, California Finance Lenders Law License Number 603-8780, NMLS Number 38512.
That's 866-590-CASH.
Every day in San Diego, 10,000 men, women, and children are homeless. I'm Herb Johnson, President and CEO of the San Diego Rescue Mission. This holiday season, we are experiencing record-breaking increases in emergency services for families with young children. We encourage you to support San Diego Rescue Mission in our urgent holiday appeal to provide food, shelter, and hope to homeless men, women, and children of our community. No one should be walking the streets hungry and desperate. You can help provide a hot meal with a message of hope to every person who comes to San Diego Rescue Mission. The need is great and the time is now. Help assure the Rescue Mission can give a meal and hope for a better tomorrow. We must have your support in order to deliver these critical services. Go to sandiegorescuemission.org and donate today. Thank you.
For years, you've heard Zero Res say they're the best. So why haven't you tried them? Cell phones upgrade, computers upgrade, and carpet cleaning is upgraded. Zero Res is the upgraded cleaning system for your entire home. Do you really want your kids and pets crawling on filthy carpet full of bacteria, sticky soap, and harmful chemicals? Of course you don't. Zero Res patented alkaline water cleans wonderfully green, it kills bacteria, it's safe for children and pets, and your carpets will smell fresh, your tile will look bright. So why haven't you upgraded? Get your house upgraded with Zero Res before the holiday gatherings begin. Upgrade to the best system in existence, Zero Res. Others may claim it, but Zero Res is it. Call today and get two rooms cleaned and sanitized for a mere $99 and get a 10-foot hallway for free if you donate a can of food for a local food bank. Call 858-486-4100 before the end of the week for the $99 special. That's 858-486-4100 or book online at Zero Res San Diego.com.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. You know, if you want, you can reach the show by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. If you don't know what email is, they've invented fire. Go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment. Follow us on Twitter, at Spoon Experience, because that's my handle. There we go. Joining us today on the phone is Dr. Jeff Myers, who's the president of Summit Ministries, who is going to be helping coordinate and participating in an event that's taking place Saturday at the Skyline Church in La Mesa called the Engage Conference. And Dr. Jeff, are you with us?
I am here, David. Great to be with you.
It's awesome to have you on the show. It's really amazing because the segment that we did just before you had a chance to call in, And I know that part of the summit, not all of it, but part of it does deal with how do we deal with media as Christians, and how do we deal with, you know, biblical marriage, pro-life tactics, religious liberty. I think that's an awesome conference to get involved with. We just talked about the New York Times today coming out and saying that Obama's health insurance lie is now called an incorrect promise. And so I told everybody here at this station, yeah, everybody gets a raise. Everybody's getting their eyes.
I read a book about this a few years ago. It's called 1984. I don't know if anybody's ever heard of it. But.
Awesome. Well, welcome to the show. Talk to us about the conference.
Thank you. Yeah, really looking forward to being in the San Diego area this coming Saturday. Because, David, you know, this is in your wheelhouse. But everybody listening right now is wondering, what on earth can I do? I am just a person. What I do, what I say, what I think doesn't really matter. And this Saturday, that can change in your life forever. We're bringing World Magazine, Summit Ministries together with Skyline Church. Love the people at Skyline Church. And we're focusing for an entire day, not just on theory, right? Not just on what does a Christian think about this or that, but what do you actually do? What do you actually say? How can you turn your computer into a hometown journalism, sort of citizen journalism opportunity for you to actually say things that make a difference. What do you say when you're at the water cooler and your buddies say, golly, I can't believe 60% of people in America think traditional marriage is a good idea. What a bunch of bigots. What do you say in that moment? You come on Saturday, you'll walk away, you'll know what to do, what to say, and how to be curious and compassionate, not just cynical and angry.
Is there, and this is a question, so there's no grid questions. The way we do the interviews, the way we do everything on the show, it's just, you know, kind of right up there and right at everybody. I mean, I've been a Christian for 35 years. I've lost all my family being born and raised Jewish for that entire time, lost all the money, everything. It's like, look, it's all the way in or not. And it's like, there's no in between. Is there a difference then for how people respond differently? Because as a person in media and kind of newer at it, I just kind of voice where I'm at, even though I get engaged with the conversation with different people. When we're talking about it from one point of view, there's a certain anger, and then there's a certain angst about not saying anything because you don't want to create any problems. Is there a difference for different people, or is it more of a unified strategy?
I think it might be. Partly, David, it's just a personality issue. I am more likely to be engaged. I don't know. Maybe that's because I grew up in the southern part of the United States, and there is sort of this mentality that you don't let things pass that need to be dealt with. The other people in other parts of the country, yeah, it's not a big deal. But I think the question we need to be asking ourselves is this. 50 years from now, when our grandchildren talk about what we did in this critical time in history, will they look back and say, my grandma, my grandpa, my aunts and uncles did everything they could to stand for the truth, and I honor them for that? Whether they failed or succeeded is a secondary question. Or are they going to say, you know what's amazing is they could have done something about this in 2013. They could have changed forever, and they just failed to do it.
Wow, that's
heaven
really powerful.
That we would be in that second category.
Yeah, that's excellent. So the conference is really going to help people equip for how to approach and how to interact and to how to make a difference. You know, maybe some of the levels that are good, bad, and indifferent. But you're right. Like, every person who's hearing us has a chance to be a part of it. There's no excuse for saying, oh, I'm just gonna bury my head in the sand. There's plenty of opportunity for people to participate and get involved, even at the minimum of prayer. I mean, there's an opportunity for every Christian to get involved.
Well, I believe, and this is coming just from just a sheer Christian conviction, God doesn't call us to win, but He does call us to play. We don't sit in the stands. We've got to be on the field. So we say engage. This is called the Engage Conference as opposed to Escape.
Yeah, right?
There are escape conferences going on in Southern California this weekend. How to build your shelter, how to do all these kinds of things so you can escape the world and you don't have to take responsibility for it. We just don't see how that's a godly response. And I don't think anybody listening right now does.
Yeah.
They're going to work every day. They're meeting people. They're getting ready to sit down at Thanksgiving dinner with people who have totally different beliefs than they do. How do you respond intelligently as a Christian? How do you get people thinking? Listen, my wife Danielle has two uncles who are both atheists. Every time we go to a family event, they corner me. I sit down, no matter where I sit, they corner me so I can't get away. But you know what? Those two guys have turned a corner. It's unbelievable just because they've been hit by reality in the last couple of years. So you can do this. You can step. You can make a difference. God's calling ordinary people, not extraordinary people. And He's going to make them extraordinary because they're speaking His truth.
Yeah, excellent. Well stated. And here's a couple things I want everybody to know who's listening. First of all, it's taking place Saturday. Okay, so it's 8:30 to 5 p.m. It's at Skyline Church in La Mesa. There's a cost of $75 that includes the whole day, including lunch, right? They get a lunch, a workbook, and an audio of the conference.
And there's a student price of $25. So bring a young adult, bring a college student, bring a high school student.
Okay, and then I want to talk about the website, but I still got some more I gotta bug you with, so you can't get away quite yet. All right, so they can register at worldmag.com/engage. Is that correct?
Worldmag.com/engage. That is right. Yeah, worldmag.com/engage. You can register. You can show up at Skyline on Saturday morning and register as well. We just don't know, you know, whether we'd have a lunch for you at that point. But if you don't care about that, then just show up on Saturday morning and register. We've got space, and we want you there.
You know, one of the things that that intrigued me, I was reading the information, and one of the things that intrigued me was the takeaway line. You guys put this on a sheet of paper that we can kind of talk about. And I like it, and that's one of the things that I want to talk about, because what happens a lot, and just what we were talking about maybe about 4 minutes ago, is people they look at a mountain and they go, oh, you know, forget it. And they think that they got to climb the mountain in like one step. And I think what I really like about the takeaway that you guys have created is that you say when you leave Engage, you'll enter a cause. Now, why that's important to my mind is it's like you're not going to walk away from the conference and become, you know, Mr. or Mrs. Perfect at everything to get involved with a cause, but you will enter into something that's bigger than yourselves.
That's right. Yeah. And I think it's especially, let me emphasize this, the people who are going to walk alongside you in doing that, that's something that you need to know. These people are so fresh from the cultural battle of our day, their clothes are still smoking. I mean, you've got people like Tietzel, who's regularly interviewed in the New York Times on Fox News, Jeff Ventrella from the Alliance Defending Freedom, Marvin Olasky, editor of World Magazine. People like that are the ones going to be equipping you. And their approach is, these guys are really compelling, okay? You'll listen to them, and they're so compelling that without even realizing you're going to be equipped to stand for the truth. But what you're going to realize is, I've got five steps. I don't do everything at one time. I know what I can do first, second, third, fourth, and fifth. And we actually have a coach, an executive coach, who's there with us throughout the day to walk people step by step through saying, okay, this is what I can do based on my personality, based on my interests, based on my position, where I am, and so forth. So everybody gets to walk away with a customized plan. It's really cool. I'm glad to be a part of it. I've never been a part of anything quite like this before, but we've done this in three other cities. We've had very large crowds come. Several hundred people in each one of them, and it's been very, really, very cool.
That's cool, man. I'm glad you guys are doing this, because there's a lot of people that wish they can get involved or a part of it or enter the cause and don't think they can, and this really creates that opportunity for them to find out they can get involved, they can engage, they can find out, and the key areas that were identified were religious liberty, which is the level of that topic alone is a one-week conference. I mean, just by itself,
No question about it. No, I have very few people, David, understand the significance of what you just said, that religious liberty is perhaps in one of the greatest position threat that it's ever been in the United States of America right now. It's a death by a thousand cuts, okay? It's not some big Nazi army coming in with salutes trying to take everything over. It's just bureaucracy, 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 diminishing religious freedom to the point where people who are Jewish are going to not be permitted to make their decisions based on matrilineal assent. They're going to be Christians who are not going to be allowed to talk about anything other than, you know, banal spiritual topics. They can't bring up anything related to the culture. You're not going to be able to do anything except go to church without getting in trouble. I mean, this stuff is coming unless Christians stand up. Well, we could stand up. We could do this. And we're going to on Saturday. I wouldn't ask people to spend a whole Saturday at Skyline Church if this wasn't really of ultimate importance.
Great job. Excellent. It was excellent job, Dr. Tuff. I really appreciate it. A couple things to tell people. It's Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. It's at Skyline Church in La Mesa. You can register at worldmag.com. That's worldmag, MAG.com/engage. It's $75 for a lunch, a workbook, and an audio of the conference. But for students, it's only $25. And it's an opportunity to be equipped. And when you leave, you will know that you're entering a cause that's greater than you as the center of the universe. And there's very little that's more important than that. Great job, Dr. Jeff. I really appreciate you taking the time to spend with us here on the show.
Well, I appreciate you, David. Thanks so much for taking the time to talk about it.
All right. God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, I got spiritual stuff to talk about. Don't go anywhere.
Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
What can one person do? One person can potentially reach hundreds of illiterate people in India and change their lives forever with the good news of Jesus Christ through a talking Bible, an audio Bible in their own language. One person listening right now can give a talking Bible and help an evangelist reach a fishing village where they've never heard of Jesus, and he'll play God's word to the people there, resulting in hundreds who accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. By being that one person who picks up the phone right now, you can literally change lives for eternity. The new and improved Talking Bible can be donated for just $35. Please call Talking Bibles with your one-time gift of $35 at 760-745-8105. That's 760-745-8105 or online at kprz.com. This work cannot be accomplished without your help. We need just one person to call right now. Is that one person you? Call 760-745-8105.
Hi, this is Randy Bishop, CEO of Varango Solar. Did you know power bills are expected to increase 40% in the next 5 years? That's why I founded Varango Solar, and why I'm so proud we are now the number one residential solar installer in Southern California. We make it easy for homeowners to save thousands on their electric bills. All it takes is a 5-minute phone call. We'll pull up a satellite image of your roof and tell you right there on the phone if you can switch to solar with no money out of pocket. There are no upfront costs, because with Varango, you don't pay for the solar panels, you pay for the solar power at a lower rate than your electric utility charges you. And if Varango can't save you money, we won't take your business. You can go solar for zero down. Like Ed Asner says, Varango really has made going solar a no-brainer.
Call Varango Solar at 800-599-0500. A 5-minute phone call could save you thousands on your electric bills. 800-599-0500. That's 800-599-0500.
Certain terms and conditions apply. CSLB number 935263.
It's a no-brainer.
Joey, there's an E. coli truck pulling up next door.
Nah, not to worry, doll. That's for the neighbors. These people haven't called nobody. We're the stealth termites. They don't got a clue we're here.
Actually, we do have ways of finding you, Joey. This is Sue Freeze, the termite lady from E. coli. Termites don't always make themselves known. During the summer heat, they like to lay low, but breed a lot. But here at E. coli, our expert, experienced inspectors know what to look for in your attic and foundation. If we find termites, we can use family-friendly, pet-friendly methods like E. coli heat, electric gun, and other non-chemical, along with traditional treatments to get rid of them. So call us for a free estimate at 877-332-BUGS, 877-332-BUGS.
Joey, that E. coli man is walking over here, too.
Wow, that ain't fair. Pack up, doll.
E. coli, powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly, and mother-approved. 877-332-BUGS.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. San Diego. Look outside. It's nice, huh? Pretty nice out. Yeah, nice. What do you think?
Once again, I see an office building.
That's right. You still don't have a view, right? They didn't move the building for you, did they?
Actually, what I see is two bright lights that reflect in the copy board. They're glaring back at me, and I can barely see your head, and I can see the office building.
Now, how can you not see the shine off my head? I don't believe you. I mean, that thing glows from... Okay.
There are four lights.
Yeah? What? How many?
Okay. Four.
Nice job. Uh-oh. Could be trouble. Nice job by Dr. Jeff for the Engage conference. Nice work there. We're going to be doing a couple of different things, but the one thing I did want to do, I don't know if we have it or not. Do we have our R&B music available? I don't know if we do or don't. Do we have that R&B stuff?
We always have our R&B music available.
We do? Can we play that?
Yes.
Okay. R&B, not standing for rhythm and blues, but for Rocky and Bullwinkle, because we've got to stay on top of things.
We're looking at today's Facebook post, and that's what the music's associated with. So every time you hear Rocky and Bullwinkle, you'll think of the Facebook posts. It's an association game. Is it working? I don't know. Is it working? Thanks a lot. You know, I can get treated like this anywhere I go. All right, so here was the post that took place this morning. Now, listen to this. Tell me if this is not a challenging post. Tell me if this, because I thought about this. And usually when I post, I don't think that much. Okay, so on this one, I thought about it. Ready? And I even wrote in the post right here. I was thinking, see, because I thought about it. See, so I wrote, I was thinking. See how different that is? Okay. I was thinking, how should I approach my trials? You guys ever had any trials? Do you ever have any things go on in your life where you're like going, what? What? And you're trying to figure out what's going on, right? So I was thinking this morning.
Daily, David.
Does that happen daily?
Daily.
Daily, David?
Daily, David.
Okay.
That's our daily David.
That's our daily David. I was trying to think, how do I approach my trial? I have trials every day. Did you know that? I had a bug that made me jump out of my skin this morning while I was on the work praying. When the work toy was praying in this great place, and then this bug was on my arm.
Sounds like something would have happened to me.
It was kind of weird.
I'm not a buggy type of guy. I don't like bugs.
I don't either. That's why the wife's like, well, let's go camping. I'm like, I don't want to go camping. She goes, why? I go, because there's bugs. It's like, you want to go to.
Ironically enough, I like camping, and it's just like, yeah, it's hard to avoid them.
Yeah, I'm not into that. You know, see, here's your choice. You can camp for 3 weeks in the nicest mountains. You can fish. You can hunt, you can do all this stuff, or you can spend 4 hours at a Motel 6. I take Motel 6. All right, so here's what's going on. So I wrote in the post, I was thinking, how should I approach my trials? James chapter 1, verse 2. You know this isn't going to be good, don't you? Consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials. Uh-oh. This is my response to God's word sometimes. Uh-oh. Because it's like, wait a second. I'm sitting there thinking, how should I approach my trials? Here's James 1:2. Consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials. Uh-oh. I'm in trouble. Because when I encounter a trial, I'm immediately complaining to the judge. Just be honest. Let's be honest. And we should be thankful in all our circumstances. We should have that attitude, but sometimes we don't. So this is one of those posts that's an attitude check so that you and I can kind of stay where we're supposed to stay in the Lord. And that's here. Even though the world seems like it's going bonkers, and it is. I mean, it's going bonkers. And even though we can, you know, get involved and the Lord may yet have mercy on the nation, and he may, it doesn't matter whether we go through that or whether you're going through I can't pay my car bill or I don't have money for health insurance or I don't have enough money for gas. It doesn't matter where that trial falls. Whatever that trial is, whatever we're encountering, whatever we go through, God is not unaware. And we should consider it all joy. And if you can understand how to do that, just like some of the great, great fathers of the faith wrote, you'll understand that God's in much more control than you think he is. After all, he was able to take somebody like me and like you and save us. And that is all the miracle you'll ever need to know. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, I have a feeling it's going to be a feisty hour. Don't go anywhere.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ. 1210 AM KPRZ.